East Indian dances in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
I'm Pragnya Bidarkare Prakash. I'm originally from Bangalore, South India, and now residing in Urbandale, Iowa. I'll be talking about my dance passion, the folk dances of India. I got introduced to this art form called Bharatanatyam from my parents. They wanted their kid to know about the Indian culture and traditions. Bharatanatyam is something like poetry in motion, which is enhanced with music, the rhythms, the beats, which helps in bringing out a vibrance in the dance performance. And also I can say that these aspects of Bharatanatyam resemble that of yoga, which integrates the mind, the soul, and the spirit. In that case, I can say that Bharatanatyam helps an individual to relate, you know, because in most of the dance, we are basically telling the stories of the god or the goddesses, explaining the different stories about the deities. Here, basically in Bharatanatyam, the dancer is a narrator to her audiences. She narrates different stories, like, for example, if you take the story of Lord Krishna or Lord Shiva, she explains the various mischiefs of Lord Krishna when he was an infant, or Lord Shiva, who is known as a destroyer, the creator. In that sense, we can actually know our culture or our traditions from dance, like the general audiences can see this stories in the form of visual art, in the form of dance. I really love doing the pic from Lord Krishna, where he steals the butter from the various houses, and also he kind of always being mischievous when the ladies were taking the water in their pot, and he kind of throws the stones to them and make them all wet. So I really like to portray those characters in the dance. Basically in Bharatanatyam, when you're doing a dance drama, you have the various characters. Each individual has various costume, but as a narrator, a dancer wears a costume made up of pure silk and wears jewelry known as the temple jewelry, where she is dressed up in a manner that reflects the Indian women in the dance. When I was in the sixth grade, I was learning Bharatanatyam, and my guru, seeing my interest, she wanted me to learn another art called as Kuchipudi. In Bharatanatyam, as I told you, the dancer is kind of a narrator to her audiences, whereas in Kuchipudi, the dancer herself becomes the character. So the portrayal of the character is the main attraction of Kuchipudi. In Bharatanatyam, we see there are stylish hand movements, and the hand movements are so rigid and vigorous. Whereas in Kuchipudi, they have a fluid movements, as it is a part of dance drama. So it has more of theatrical and both the classical form. So it is kind of more fluid movements. And also, initially, Kuchipudi was performed by the Brahmin boys, and it was not initially done by the women. Later down the years, it was also practiced by the women. I always love to spread this art to the people who love to learn it. Doing dance, it helps a person to forget her sorrows or ups and downs in life. When you're dancing, the person relaxes. He's away from all the tensions and worries. And that way, it boosts the energy of a person to do more better work, or you know, increases his willingness to learn more or do something creative. So I really feel that every individual should practice some kind of art in her or his life in order to have a betterment in their life.
Pragnya Prakash of Urbandale. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.